David Boren, who was a state legislator, a governor, a senator, now president of Oklahoma University. But in 67, he was elected to the Oklahoma House of Representatives. Then he was elected governor in 74 when he had the Boren Broom Brigade.
First of all, you know, I was born in Maud, and David Boren's mother's parents lived in Maud, were our neighbors when David was born. He was born in Washington, D.C. So we knew the Borens and his mother's family, the McCowns, for a long, long time before David was born. And so my family had a big interest in his career all along. His father, of course, was a congressman. And there was no doubt from the time he was born that this kid was going to go into politics and public life. He was educated for it and went to Oxford, got elected to the state legislature. He was a backbencher there, kind of at odds with the leadership, sort of a maverick. That served him well when he ran because he was able to run against the old guard, whatever that meant. And that's when he came up with the Broom Brigade to clean out the state house and get rid of the old guard. Oddly enough, it worked. The other two principals in that race were a very popular congressman, Trent McSpadden, and an incumbent governor, David Hall. Boren, this backbencher from Seminole, managed to wind up winning that race. That gives you an idea of what kind of a politician he is and what you're going to see.
Did your newspaper support him in that campaign?
No. The Pulse of the World did not support him. I was not editor at that time. I was associate editor. I don't believe we supported anyone in the primary. Jim Inhofe wound up as the Republican candidate. Inhofe had reached the conclusion that Boren was popular with a number of Democrats, conservative Democrats, and that they could help him win the general election. But David could not win the Democratic nomination, so he went around the state saying really kind things about David Boren, looking to the day when he could call on David Boren and his supporters to oppose either McSpadden or Hall, as the case may be. I believe that's right. Well, of course, David wound up with a nomination, so he says, here's what Inhofe is saying about me. Says I'm this and that, and he says, Jim, I'm sorry you don't like me anymore, but you used to say such kind things about me, and then he'd read these things that he said about him. He's one of the most valuable statesmen I think we've ever had. I rank him with Bellman in that regard and others, a few others. He was also a super salesman as a politician. He was able to do a number of things that didn't have anything directly to do with the government, like the establishment of the Arts Institute at Altus, where these kids can go down there for summer classes and meet great actors and writers and musicians, and his Foundation for Excellence, which provides generous awards to outstanding teachers and recognition of outstanding students. And you name a lot of things like that.
Yeah.